High-income earners will be hit, but families with children will get a boost from the Biden administration tax plans. This is Don Rush. The Center for Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that taxes would go up for the top 0.7% of earners in Maryland and the top 0.5% for those in Delaware. Chuck Marr is the Senior Director of Federal Tax Policy at the Center. How will Marylanders and Delawareans be impacted by the proposals?
Yeah, I think that the biggest change, Don, is that families with children in both states are going to see a significant increase in their incomes. Basically, 9 in 10 families with children in Delaware and in Maryland are going to receive an increased child tax credit. So that will be an increase for families with older children, 6 and above, to $3,600, and for younger children of $3,000 from the current either $2,000 that they received prior to the Rescue Act or much below that for lower-income families.
This sounds like a serious change.
Yeah, it's moving towards pretty close to a universal child allowance. So for all children, except for like 10% of very high-income children, it's pretty much a flat tax credit amount for kids in recognition that, kids are expensive and also, for middle-class kids, but also for lower-income children, just a recognition of just how important those investments are. There's very rigorous research showing that investments in low-income children just generate benefits in health, in education, and in sort of lifetime earnings. So excellent proposal with great research behind it. And again, it's a very broad proposal. I think it'll be a very popular one. It's going to be designed to be delivered on a monthly basis. So you're going to have most every working-class family in Delaware and Maryland with children will receive a monthly cash amount, $250, $300 per child.
How do upper-income folks then bear in all of this?
The president also has a proposal at the top end affecting very wealthy people, the income that they receive, that right now today is taxed very little. Very wealthy people have done very well. The wealthiest 9 people in the country, their wealth has gained about $360 billion. And if you think about their tax returns that everybody's filing, very little of that money will show up on their tax returns. Wealthy people really can go through life without paying much tax on the main source of their income.
The Biden administration seems to be placing some hopes also on enforcement of the tax code, something to $1 trillion.
In the last 10 years, the IRS budget has just been devastated. So what's happened is, if you think about the audit staff, they have a staff of auditors who audit large corporations, that audit wealthy people, and that staff has been cut by 39%. And so what's happened because of that is that the audit rates of very wealthy people have just dropped through the floor, and same for large corporations. So as a consequence, we have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars a year of tax that's legally owed that's not collected. The president and the champions in Congress are trying to reverse that. Like, it's very important to rebuild the IRS, upgrade their computers, and also information. Every person who lives by paycheck, everybody knows that the IRS has their W-2 form. So there's a compliance among people who receive income from paychecks is very high. But for other types of income, the IRS has much less information. The compliance rates for that is much, much lower.
Chuck Marr is the Senior Director of Federal Tax Policy at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.